Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. We are bearing down on Christmas Day, and I hope that our mini-series here on Matthew's second chapter has prepared you to worship Jesus Christ, the King. Christ the King is born has been our theme, and last time we talked about Christ's star. I said that I do not think this was the kind of star you and I see on a cloudless dark night, nor do I believe this was one of the planets or some combination constellation that stuck out extra clear to the wise men. I do not take this to be a meteor or comet. To me, in reading and thinking about the star, I believe this was the manifestation of God's glory shining as a bright light. Like in the creation story, Genesis 1, so too here at the birth of Christ, Matthew 2, we have a miracle. God is intentionally revealing himself to the Magi with an expressed purpose, to draw them in the worship of his Son, Jesus. And then I left you with several Old Testament prophecies that found their fulfillment in the star the Magi saw in the east. Well, let me just add this. A common misconception is that the Magi followed that star all the way to Bethlehem from the east where they started out. The idea is that the star, hanging in the sky, moved on ahead of them as they walked, and they looked up there and saw the bright shining star. But the Bible does not say that. As we begin, let's follow closely what the Bible does say. I have found my place in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 2. I want to read verses 1 through 12, pausing for comment along the way. If you have your Bible, please follow along at Matthew 2, beginning in verse 1. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Gathering together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They said to Herod, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for this is what has been written by the prophet. And you, O Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the leaders of Judah, for out of you shall come forth a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Let's pause here. What we know is that the Magi saw Christ's star in the east, and then they came to Jerusalem. Notice that it is when they get to Jerusalem that they have to ask, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews?" If the star had been shining the whole time, and if the star was being used as a guide for them to follow, then why the question, "Where is he?" Now, that question is answered in the next verses. I'm reading Matthew 2, verses 7 through 10. Then Herod secretly called the Magi and determined from them the exact time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. And when you have found him, report to me, so that I too may come and worship him." After hearing the king, they went their way, and the star, which they had seen in the east, went on before them until it came and stood over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. Aha! So there is the star again. Notice that when the star reappeared, the Magi rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. This is the same star that they had seen in the east, but it went away, only to reappear once they learned that Jesus was at Bethlehem. Then, at this point, the star, the glory of God, went on before the Magi and stood over the place where the child, Jesus was. Let me finish reading this awesome passage with verses 11 and 12. After coming into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell to the ground and worshipped him. Then, opening their treasures, they presented to him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned by God in a dream not to return to Herod, the Magi left for their own country by another way. His star, that is Christ's star, and these Magi are forever connected to one another. This is the old, old story that we never get tired of reading and hearing again. And we do so with accuracy, learning and knowing exactly what the Bible says happened. And this is that truth. I want to pivot slightly now and for the remainder of today and tomorrow, reflect with you on the worship these Magi gave to the Lord Jesus, the baby born king. I have found compelling the writing of W.H. Griffith Thomas that he has given to these verses of Scripture. I've mentioned him to you before, and I acknowledge that I'm following his good work and careful insights now. For example, he begins with this. He points us back to the first book of the Old Testament, Genesis, and the encounter God had with Adam following Adam's sin in the Garden in Eden. There, the question God asks man is, "Where are you?" And here, in the first book of the New Testament, Matthew, and the encounter the Magi had with Jesus, the question is asked, "Where is he?" The first was spoken by God to man, whereas the second was spoken by man as to God. And the second question would never have been asked, but for a necessity of the first. This is very insightful. Because man sinned and was therefore separated from God, the question was asked to the fallen man, "Where are you?" And the question that answers how Adam can be restored to fellowship with the living God, the question that answers how sinful man and woman can be redeemed is, "Where is he?" Meaning, where is Jesus Christ the Savior? Jesus Christ the Redeemer? Jesus Christ the Messiah? The King? The one who will take away all of our sins? Where is he? The second question would never have been asked but for a necessity of the first. If man and woman had never sinned, there would be no need for a Savior and Redeemer. But man and woman have sinned, and therefore is the necessity of this second question, "Where is he?" Dr. Griffith Thomas then takes the remainder of the Magi's question and breaks it down as follows. Where is he? The Magi or the wise men sought a person. Very true. Jesus Christ is a person. Because we are people, we need a person. He is human and he shared in our humanity. Because we are humans, we need a human. A religious system will not do for us. A theory will not do. Not even a church will do. We need a person. We need this person, the person who is Christ. And the Magi find a person. He is there in the house. He is with his mother Mary. He is seen. He is heard. He is touched. He screams and he cries just like every other baby. He needs to be fed and burped and changed. He needs to be cuddled and cared for. Now, this encounter between the Magi and Jesus is a very human encounter. Often on this podcast and broadcast, I emphasize the divinity of Christ, his deity. Jesus is God. But I also must emphasize, in equal measure, the humanity of Christ, his humanity. Jesus is man. He is the God-man. And his whole life was one in which he relates to everyone who has ever been human, which we all are. I have in mind two psalms that I need to keep in mind when I want to break free from my humanity and exercise my perfectionism to the point where I will live a perfect life before God. One is Psalm chapter 78 and verse 39. God remembered that they were but flesh, a wind that passes and does not return. Psalm 78, verse 39. And the other is Psalm 103, verse 14. For he himself knows our frame. He is mindful that we are but dust. Psalm 103, verse 14. I have a good and faithful friend, a very wise man who reminds me of these often. I am a human being. I am a person. I am a man. God remembers this about me. I am like a wind that passes and does not return. God himself knows my frame. He is mindful that I am but dust, wind and dust. Life is so brief. Here today, gone tomorrow. Wind and dust, that's me and you. But Jesus is more than that. He was a man and he was God. And that's why we need him, so that he can set us free from our body of sin and redeem us for heaven, our eternal and everlasting life with God. We are all broken, sinful people, but one day, because of the one perfect and sinless life Jesus lived, we who trust in him shall be healed, perfect people who will worship and exalt our King Jesus forever. Jesus was a person. More tomorrow, because God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.